And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start in Nebraska, where a Durham public school librarian has sparked a bit of controversy. What did she do? Well, she wore genderqueer earrings and promoted books that have already been banned for explicit and pornographic content. She did it during Banned Books Week. Her name is Tara Gold, and her TikTok page features videos celebrating books like Genderqueer, which has been called obscene and pornographic by its critics. The book is very graphic and has faced much pushback for its inclusion in school libraries. Apparently, some librarians want kids to be exposed to pornography. A homeschool advocacy group in Texas is facing an unexpected challenge from Facebook's algorithms. Get this, Texas for Homeschool Freedom has had its page flagged and restricted because the algorithm of Facebook associates the word Texan with injectable drugs. The group's creative director, Jessica Lovett, expressed bewilderment at the situation. Yeah, I've never heard many people inject Texan into their veins, but just a reminder of the unintended consequences of automated content. You need humans doing human stuff. While AI can be helpful, it's never a replacement for a human brain. I would venture to say 10 years from now, that will be proven even more true. Climate activists are once again sounding the alarm. Not that they ever stopped, but now we have activists claiming that we only have 5 years left to address climate change or else. One activist even declared the next 5 years are make or break. Sound familiar? Well, it's because this isn't the first time that these warnings have been issued. They just repeat and repeat and repeat the same thing over and over and over again, just with a new deadline. Paramount Global has initiated a second round of layoffs as part of its effort to reduce the overall company cost by $500 million. We're not in a recession, though. No, don't say it. We're not. The U.S. Army has made significant changes to its guidance for selecting high-level non-commissioned officers, removing a requirement to consider diversity in the selection process. Sergeant Major Michael Weimer's new guidance no longer includes the line, quote, consider diversity to ensure leaders represent our formations. And the adjustment comes as discussions are ongoing about the role of diversity initiatives in military readiness and effectiveness. And the change aligns with the broader shift in focus as evidenced by the replacement of the Army slogan, People First. What do they replace it with? Combat First. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.